Hi, I'm Linda von Tolberg for BizNews, and we have an exciting interview and visual story lined up on BizNews coming to you from icy Antarctica. Paul Gardner is a renowned South African conservationist and an avid ultra-distance runner. Paul has launched his new documentary series, Natural Born Runners, which will be available exclusively on YouTube. It's a six-part series that showcases his extensive experience in running, rewilding, and ecotourism. We attempted to speak to Paul while he was in Antarctica, but even Elon Musk's satellites could not hold the connection. Instead, I sent him questions, and boy, did he go the extra mile. He sent us stunning footage shot by his producer and cameraman, Christian Antoine, of Antarctica, including a rare penguin colony that he visited. He was part of only the second group ever to witness this colony of 1,000 penguins discovered via satellite. Well, I began by asking Paul about his exact location in Antarctica.
Linda, thanks so much for having me today on BizNews. It's actually 11 o'clock in the evening here in Antarctica. And to all your listeners, thanks for tuning in. And to Alec and to Clive and the rest of the team there, I'm very grateful to be talking to you from Antarctica. It is freaking freezing, so I reckon it must be about minus 20. We're actually going to be leaving pretty soon on our aircraft back to Cape Town. It's a 6-hour flight from here. But where we are now is at a place called Ultima Antarctic Expeditions. It's a wonderful little camp. And this has been our lodge for the last couple of nights here. It's been remarkable. But I'm actually going to move inside because it is so cold out here. And we'll do the rest of the conversation there. So if you don't mind, Linda. All right, come and have a look at the lodge. This is the manager here. We're doing a live film. Okay, here's an example of one of the bedrooms here at Ultima. It's really, really cool. I mean, considering we're in the depth of Antarctica, it's actually very plush and very comfortable. We partook in a race yesterday. There's a ultra marathon that took place here with a company that operates extreme marathons around the world. And so my brother Murray and myself took part in that yesterday. We cheated. We did 21 Ks. But some fellas did 100 miles. They actually broke the record for the 100 miles yesterday in Antarctica. So that was pretty special to Americans. But, you know, we're doing other stuff here. There's so much to do. We've done the penguins. We've done an ice cave down here. There is numerous things to do. You think Antarctica, you kind of just think flat ice. Believe it or not, it is absolutely stunning. There's so much more to it than what you expect.
Well, Paul, you've been running and highlighting nature conservation. Where did this idea come from?
My two passions are running and conservation. You know, I grew up as a young kid loving my running. I was inspired by my great-grandfather who won the Oxford and the Cambridge Mile back in 1902. And then, you know, my dad was a pioneer of rewilding. And the Eastern Cape Province, most of the wildlife was wiped out over a period of 200 years. Very little was left. And he started to read up about all these magnificent animals that traversed the Eastern Cape all those years ago. And that kind of the penny dropped, and he started to rewild, bring all these beautiful animals back. And so as young teenagers, my brother and I and my sister grew up to experience this epic journey of bringing all these amazing creatures back to the Eastern Cape. And so I guess that sparked in all of us a real passion for conservation. We're a very conservation-driven family today. And whether it be in ecotourism and rewilding and all these magnificent things that happen around the world, that's part of our DNA today. Now, I get to go around the world and look for eco-lodge opportunities for our hotel group Mantis and for our other business, which is called Terra Nova. We actually design lodges. We create game reserves, not just in Africa, but in all parts of the world. And so while I'm out scouting, I drag my filmmaker friend and cameraman Christian along with me. And because we are seeking all these places, I actually like to do it on foot. So I always bring my running shoes with me, and we go and, you know, get a real feel for the land. And Christian tags along with me. He captures every moment. And on our runs, we meet fascinating people involved in conservation and rewilding and all of those things. And we've turned it into a series called Natural Born Runners. And we launched last week. It's the first episode. We journey about 110 kilometers through the Eastern Cape, and we unearth the story of my dad's rewilding legacy. We've gone to Bahrain. We're busy with Bahraini government, the royal family. They're developing a magnificent hotel on an island off the coast of Bahrain. And we go and tell that story because it's not just about the hotel. The wildlife in that part of Bahrain is magnificent. There's one of the biggest herds of dugongs in the world. There's the biggest flock of cormorant birds in the world, 300,000 of them. So they don't want you to just lie on the beach there. They want you to go and do marine safaris. We're helping them rewild the island and going to bring back a lot of the indigenous Middle Eastern wildlife to that resort too and that island. The island's called Hvar, and so we tell that story. And then we go to the Highlands of Scotland. There's a fellow there called Paul Lister, a great friend of ours. He was inspired by what my father did in the Eastern Cape all those years ago. And his vision for the Highlands is to bring back the bears and the wolves, ultimately. It's a long journey. He's been on it for 20 years. He hasn't got it right yet, but he's certainly done a lot of other good stuff in the Highlands. He's planted a million trees, for instance. We've done the USA. There's a couple of stories we're wanting to do there. One in particular is the story of the bison, the American buffalo. You know, there were 50 million of them in the early days, and they wiped that whole population out down to around about 25, and they're starting to rebuild that. Ted Turner from CNN and his family are involved, and there are many others doing it and buying out vast tracts of land, bringing all the animals back, all the buffalo back. And so we're going to go tell that story, and I'm really looking forward to doing that. And there's a long list of other stuff that we're wanting to do. We're doing it for YouTube. We're hosting it on YouTube. A lot of people ask me why YouTube, and we believe that the future of conservation is in the hands of the youth. And if they don't embrace that now, this world is in trouble. I mean, we as a generation can be blamed for stuffing it up in previous generations, but the youth have got a real shot at fixing this. And through my experience and all the people doing great things there, we actually want to get the youth to watch. And YouTube's probably the greatest platform for them to engage. So, Linda, I've actually been very fortunate because I've been down to Antarctica 3 times. This is my third, and every time is incredibly special. And on this occasion, we've been invited down to a company that started to venture into the ecotourism space. They are called Ultima Antarctic Expeditions, and they are essentially a logistics company. So they support several of the scientific research stations on the continent. You know, the Indians are here, the Russians are right here, South Africa is not far away. And then at the same time, this opportunity came up and they have this facility here. The airport is theirs too. And so they are now attracting tourists here. Not in a big way. They've only got 8 rooms. So it's very small and intimate. And they've got the most amazing guides and management here and an incredible chef called Jess. And they just put on these most exciting and incredible expeditions for you.
And what have you found to be the most challenging aspect of filming in Antarctica?
Challenges filming in Antarctica and running in Antarctica are endless. There's the terrain is obviously very harsh. So, I mean, I can go running out here on the snow and that's fine. But as soon as you hit that blue ice, because there's a lot of glaciers around you and you're running on glaciers, generally they're covered in a thin layer of snow and that's fine. You get grip. But if you hit the ice, you'll fall on your butt very quickly. And then I've got poor Christian carrying, you know, probably 10 kilograms of film equipment with him and a huge tripod and all of that that he's got to lug around with him. But you just got to be very careful underfoot here. So it's not for the faint-hearted.
What specific conservation issues are you highlighting through your adventures in Antarctica?
Linda, there are lots of conservation challenges here. I mean, and it's funny enough, it relates to the world, because if the world's buggering up, it comes all the way back here, because you've got global warming, ice sheets are melting at a huge, huge figure. I don't know the exact figure, but you'd be shocked to know at the rapid rate that the ice is melting here in Antarctica. I mean, you hear it all the time, but it's actually very serious. And, you know, if all the ice in Antarctica melts, the sea levels will rise by 60 meters, just to give you an idea. And then you've got the issues with avian flu. So when we went to see the penguins, we had to dip our feet into a special liquid, which makes sure that you're not transmitting that disease to that particular colony of penguins. And it doesn't really affect the penguins, but what it does affect is the seals. So when the penguins go into the water, they're carrying it, but then the seals get nailed by it. So it's got lots of little issues. The lodge, obviously, you know, what comes into Antarctica from anybody that arrives here as a guest or a scientist has to go back. So what comes here goes back out, and they're very particular about that. There are lots and lots of rules here. It's very regulated. So they protect the hell out of this wilderness, which is really good.
All the video footage that you shared with us is just so incredible. What is the most special of the moments you experienced for you?
For me, probably the most precious thing that I experienced here was, you know, having grown up in wildlife tends to run away from man. Here, it comes to you. You know, animals have no fear of humans here, and that's how nature should be. The amount of penguins that have come right up to us because they're just inquisitive. You land and suddenly, you know, 3 kilometers away, these little guys start venturing towards you just because they're inquisitive. And I think that's beautiful. That's a beautiful little piece of Antarctica. And I really do urge those that can to come and see, because if you come and see, you're going to care. And caring is what this continent needs. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Alec. Thanks, Clive, and the rest of the team at Biz News. And really appreciate you putting us on the map and all that you do for us and for South Africa. Over and out from Antarctica.
Thank you so much, Paul, and his cameraman, Christian Antoine, for giving us these incredible visuals.